We're not live, are we?
Let's go. Do it live. I can. I'll write it, and we'll do it live. Oh,
let's go.
We'll do it live!
You're listening to Tiny Unit Live on Real Punk Radio. Log in and join the chat as I dive into the stacks of wax, broadcasting live from New York City, right here on realpunkradio.com.
Fucking thing sucks!
Bring it.
Some fucking the La Di Da's. And kicking off Tommy Unit Live tonight. Oh, such a special, special show. All New Zealand punk fucking rock. I got a fucking co-host in here. I don't know what he's got up his sleeve, but oh my God, it's got to be good. Mr. Dion Lunadun in the Tommy Unit Live Studio B, shall we say? Sir, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, man. How are you doing?
All right. I'm doing fucking fantastic. It's a pleasure to have you in. And I want to apologize on air. I double booked last week. So luckily, this dude was flexible enough to come back this week. So you just came back from a tour, correct?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And where was – you were like – you just said you were like 5 weeks on the
road? We did 3 weeks in Europe, and then my old band, the D4, did 6 weeks in New Zealand.
Damn.
Here I am.
That's
back
a
again.
Long time. And you take off again really soon, right?
Yeah, on Monday we're coming back to Europe. Jesus. For 5 weeks.
Oh, man. Yeah. I've only been over there a couple of times, but Jesus.
That's good.
Beautiful, beautiful
it
countries
is.
Over there. I love it. I mean, it's like touring the States, but it's countries.
I love touring the States, especially being the home of rock and roll. Is something special about it. I'm not from here, so it's...
Oh, really? You never guessed by your accent.
Yeah.
So tell the folks a little about yourself. Oh, did I already say that? Or I don't know.
Yeah, I'm from New Zealand originally. I was in a band called the D4. I moved here in 2007. Been here ever since, played in a few bands, but now I've got my own band together, and we put a record out last year in the Red Records. Got another record coming out in October on the same label, and that's about me.
Right on. And we got a lot of you packed a lot of New Zealand stuff up your sleeve tonight, right?
Yeah, I did. I just feel like a lot of people talk about Australian punk rock, and not many people talk about New Zealand stuff. And
I like it.
And I want to, you know, I want to share it.
Fuck yeah! Should we? I mean, do you want to jump right into a set?
Sure.
Or do you want to talk a little more?
Sure. Let's jump into it, man.
So let's play some music. You got first set. I think we got Scavengers, which you have played bass with.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And Enemy. Mm-hmm. And Blue Stars.
Yeah. Well, that last song was the La-Di-Da's, and that was came out in '66. And this next song came out in '66 as well. The Blue Stars. It's called Socially and Product, and there's some lines in there about where they used to have to, at movie theaters, they would have to stand while the national anthem played for the Queen.
Oh my God.
And
they talk about
not standing for the national anthem.
I got to hear this.
Yeah.
Let's get it rolling right here.
All right.
Dion Lunadin on Tommy Live, live out of New York City. We got Blue Stars, Social and Product. Turn it up!
Because I don't fit into the mind.
Ah, right there. The Scavengers. You have a little connection with them, correct?
Yeah, they there was an AK-79 reunion. That song was from that compilation.
There's a lot of stuff from that tonight, I see.
Yeah, there is. And the reunion was in 2008, and I got asked to sing and play bass for them, which was a great honor because the Scavengers were such a giant influence on me.
Nice. Yeah. Fuck it. You got to play. That's cool, man. To play with an influential band. That's very cool. Scavengers routine from the AK-79 compilation. The Enemy before that.
Yeah.
We were talking about...
I was telling you about the singer, Chris Knox.
Yes. Yeah.
He Enemy became Toy Love, and he's kind of the godfather of New Zealand punk, and recorded all the early Flying Nun bands. Great guy, great songwriter.
Cool.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, man. And opening that set up, Blue Stars Social End Product, which Aussie and the Kiwi Crush. I like the name of that record.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. This is like turning me on to so many new bands that I haven't heard, which I like because I like to turn people on to bands, and that's why I have co-hosts in, so they can do the same thing.
Yeah, it's good to do.
It's fun. You want to talk about your upcoming tour?
Yeah, so I got a 5-week tour coming up. Starts May 4th in Lyon and in France. Quite a few French dates, some German dates. In the Netherlands, Belgium, Italy, Sardinia.
Hitting all the good countries.
Yeah. I mean, all the countries are good.
All the countries are good.
I'm down with every country.
Those are the ones I'm most familiar with.
I'll go anywhere. Anywhere.
anywhere the punk rock calls.
Yeah, anywhere.
You got to serve.
So, yeah, that starts next week. And, I'll have all the records for sale. Mitts and some T-shirts and so forth.
Nice.
Yep.
Very cool. I think we got one of your tunes in the next set.
We have, yeah. This one's called Calm Broke. It's from my debut album.
Ooh, all right. And how long ago was that?
It came out in 2017.
Oh, that's not that long ago.
No, not that long ago.
Okay. I was hoping you'd be like 1996 or something like that.
Nah.
I'm just kidding. Awesome. Should we go ahead and roll into the next set?
Let's do it, man.
All right. Right here. Calm Broke. Dion Luna did Tommy Unit Live. Turn it up!
Yeah. probably hate your boyfriend now, but you don't really care.
Was that a love ballad?
It's a long one. No, it's art school. That's what it is.
Art school. I love it. Suburban Reptiles. Megaton. I love it.
And that was a few cuts from the AK-79 compilation, which
we
were chatting about something to get me a little more familiar with the New Zealand.
Definitely
punk
a good
rock.
Start if you want to get into New Zealand punk rock.
And there was another one you were talking about, right?
Your Wild Things, if you want to get into the sort of 60s side of garage, New Zealand garage, is a good start.
Right on, yeah. Right on. That was the Tearaways. Anything else you want to say about the Suburban?
I'd say, if you dug the Suburban Reptiles, there's a couple of really cool music videos that they made in the late 70s that you can check out on YouTube, worth checking out.
I am going to bookmark that right now. Yeah. Cool, Tearaways, before that, Short-Haired Rock and Roll, which, used to be long hair, now it's short hair.
Yeah, it's both, whatever,
short,
right?
Short hair is the new long hair, right?
It's whatever you want.
And, of course, one of yours to kick it off, Calm Broke.
Yep.
From the self-titled, your original, or first album, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Oh, jeez.
You're here.
I'm here. I'm alive.
I'm thankful to have you in. I didn't do a whole lot of research, but I saw you live, and I was like, you know what? This dude should come in on my radio show.
I thank you for inviting me.
So, it's a pleasure to have you in. And tonight we are doing an all New Zealand punk rock spectacular.
Yes, we are.
If you have.
I guess the spelling mistakes are up next, yeah? Oh, no, Proud Scum. Proud Scum.
Well, they will be in the set, yes. We got, is this a threefer or four? This is, and another one of yours. Oh, this is my favorite of yours.
Oh, yeah?
In here, the Speed.
A Speed, yeah.
Because it's got the bass. I'm a bass player.
Yeah.
It's got the bass intro.
Yeah.
it's got my heart, I got to say. But we're going to get it rolling. Proud Scum, Suicide. These are two more tracks from the AK-79 compilation. Spelling mistakes, and then one of yours truly, not me, that guy over there sitting across the table. Yeah. Proud Scum, Suicide, Tommy Alive, New York City. Turn it on!
I'm not waiting for the ball as well. My time will still be down. They all jump off across the bridge, take a leap on the ridge and slip aside. While it tells me not to flinch, 20 years that's all you get, and then it's time. Waiting for the modern world. Not a time for stupid girls. They all jump off Crescent Bridge. Take a leap on the ridge and suicide. I done my bit, I tried and tried. I fought the law, I nearly died. I fought the wars, fought the innocent. But now it's time to say goodbye. I risked it days, I said it right. I think there's nothing else to do. Not waiting for the modern world. I'm not waiting for the ball as well. No time for stupid girls. They all jump off Crescent Bridge. Take a leap on the ridge and suicide.
So good, so good, so good, so good. small. I don't know why. Besides, it gives me something to do. I don't know why. But you're so sensitive, and I can really criticize the way you live, and I can really tell you do the bits, and I can give you all the love I have to give. I don't know why, but it feels so good. I don't know why, but it feels so good. I don't know why, but it feels so good.
That bass, I love. Jesus, can't get enough of bass. Dion Lunanen right there. Speed. I don't know how to pronounce that EP name.
Shrine.
There you go.
It's German. It came out on a Swiss label called Disco Fridge. My friend Iggy, puts out the records and wanted me to do a German language version of one of my songs, and that is on the Shrine EP as well.
Nice. Very yeah. cool. I didn't want to sound like a stupid American.
Yeah, my pronunciation's terrible too. He called it charming.
Of course. Right on. And Spelling Mistakes before that.
Yeah.
Feels So Good, another track from the AK-79 compilation. Proud Scum, Suicide, Anything. Those were influential?
Yeah, I mean, Proud Scum... You know, they sing about a bridge called Grafton Bridge where a lot of people used to jump off and commit suicide.
No!
I think they were telling one of their ex-bandmates to do it in that song. And then Spelling Mistakes, a couple of brothers in that band who harmonized together really well.
That was really good.
Cool little power pop song. One of the sort of later 70s punk bands. They were very, very young at the time.
Very cool. Yeah. I dug it. 10:37. Jesus, right. Night is flying. I just want to give a little shout out to folks on the old stream. We got Germany, We got, of course, the U.S., a ton of you in the U.S., Czech Republic, Japan, Denmark, Canada, Chile just joined on. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
We're in Japan, Canada, Bosnia, woohoo! Glad to have you on board there.
Worldwide.
Fuck yeah. Anywhere you get the internet, you get us. Malaysia, even Delaware, if you can believe that. All right. Dion Lunadin here, Tommy Live. Happy to have you in. He's hitting the road. Jesus, tomorrow?
Monday we leave.
Seems like tomorrow.
Monday, yeah, it's not far off. Monday, we're coming to Europe. We've got a 5-week tour. France, Germany, Belgium, Netherlands, Italy. Come
heads
on down.
Heads up out there. Heads up.
You can check out my Instagram for
what's
for
the
dates.
What's the Instagram?
Just under my name, Dion Lunadon.
There you go. Yep. All right. Let's jump into the next set.
Yep.
What do we got the next set? Let me scroll down here. Axle Grinders.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, the Henchmen and Riot 111.
Yeah.
Two from the Move to Riot.
Riot 111, yeah. They were there was a very famous time in New Zealand in 1981 where rugby is a big sport in New Zealand.
Absolutely.
And the South African team were coming to play the New Zealand team, and it split the nation down the middle because of apartheid.
Oh.
Half the country didn't want the game played, and the other half did, and there were violent riots throughout the country. The game, I believe, got played. A plane flew over top of it, dropping flour on the game, and I think they shut the game down. But it was we can relate to it now with how divided the nation is and the world is now. But yeah, that was a pretty ugly part of New Zealand history, and this song is kind of alludes to that time.
Oh, wow. Fuck yeah, let's play that, man. Riot 111, Move to Riot from the, right there, self-titled. All right, turn it up.
Attention! Attention! This is a police message. This is a police order. You have 2 minutes to vacate these premises. I repeat, 2 minutes. To vacate these premises! Move! Move!
Come over here,
move.
Sonny.
Move.
Take your hands out of your pockets.
Move!
Stand at attention.
Move! Move!
What's your name, age, and address?
Move!
You get
move.
Your shit off, don't you?
Move!
Move.
heard Riot 111, a band,
lot of good stuff.
A band from Wellington who, in 1981, that song came out, and there was a lot of riots in New Zealand at that time because the South African rugby team were coming to play rugby against the New Zealand rugby team, and half the nation didn't want that to happen because of apartheid.
Right.
And so there were some very violent riots, and that song's about that. And then we had the Henchmen with Metro Blues. The Henchmen were the Dum Dum Boys originally, and they released the first full-length punk album in New Zealand in 1980.
Wow!
And that album was recently released, re-released on In the Red Records, so you can get that. And then we had the Axel Grinders with "Don't Hurry, Be Sappy," and. Great band, a guy called John Segovia playing guitar and singing. Awesome band. Stooges, sort of, you know, worshippers.
Definitely, definitely hear the influence on that for sure. Man, I mean, this is such a killer set list tonight. And we still got four more to go.
Oh, there's a whole nother page here. I think it's 14.
No, I'm just kidding. I was like, what?
I lost you.
I love it. I love it. Do you want to jump on to the next set?
Let's do it, man.
Fuck yeah. What do we got? Darcy Clay. Did I pronounce that right?
Darcy Clay, yep.
All right. Rainy Days, which I think
I was a part of. Yeah, for a while, yep.
Fuck yeah. Gestalt.
Gestalt, yeah.
Gestalt.
Gestalt. Three pretty influential bands for me. These are bands we've kind of... Axel Grinders is moving into the early 90s here. Gestalt and the Rainy Days were pretty influential for me as a performer, and still is.
Right on.
Yeah.
Should we jump into it?
Let's jump in.
Quit My Life. Gestalt. Or Gestalt. How's it?
Gestalt.
Gestalt. Oh, I'm a stupid American. Mm-hmm. All right. Top of you live. Live out of New York City. Turn it up.
We'll be right back. starting now.
A little slow with the mics, but better late than never, I gotta say. Darcy Clay right there. Gotta go. Jesus, I was evil. That's what I say. That was you. We were talking that one up, right?
Yep.
And these were definitely influential.
Yeah, well, Gestalt were part of a DIY scene that I became a part of when I was about 15, my first band. And all those guys were a little bit older than I, and there was a studio guy who booked shows. We'd never even dreamed of recording or playing a show, and suddenly we were, and it was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And everybody hated these bands and this DIY scene except people that knew what was hot.
They knew what was good.
Yeah, knew it was good. And these bands were great. They were willing to live and die for their music. And it was amazing. And to me, they shaped who I am today. And Darcy Clay, another guy who released an EP that he recorded on his cassette, four-track cassette, that was played over student radio.
Shit.
And the next day was number one all over the country because the songs were just so damn good.
Wow.
And unfortunately, he ended up taking his own life the day before he was due to play a suicide prevention show, which was super sad because he was a talented guy.
Wow, that's nuts. Jeez. Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Don't mean to leave you on that note.
What a downer. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. You know, every song's, you know, everything's got a good story behind it, you know. I don't know. It's around 11 o'clock. I want to thank you for swinging by tonight. Do you want to, you know, push your upcoming tour again before we roll out of here?
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate you asking me.
You're welcome back anytime. If you want to talk about the tour you're about to go on when you come back, let me know.
All right. We're going on tour next week all through Europe, France, Germany, Belgium, Netherlands, Italy, Sardinia. Check out my Facebook or my Instagram, Dion Lunadon, for the dates.
All right. And we're going to end with one of your tunes?
Yeah, we are.
We should.
Yep, let's do it.
All right, by my side from Beyond Everything.
Yep.
Dion Lunadon. Tommy in Life. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We will see you next week. Not sure what I got lined up. Tune in, find out. Good night.
See you.